This is where I wanna be, hanging with my thug boys. What's going on, y'all? Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by simply rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Hope everybody's doing great. So y'all, I'm wallowing in my sadness today. As people say it, I'm in my feels. I'm in my feelings because the Arizona Wildcats did it to me again. There was all this hype about they had one of the best teams. They were going to win the championship, maybe. And yet again, they fall right on their face and not win. But I'm not disappointed. It is what it is, right? Life, we win some, we lose some. And that's really what it comes down to. So anyways, though, y'all, I was really hoping that Arizona actually win it this year. But they just didn't. And today's episode really, really is along the lines of basketball, football, hockey, baseball, tennis, because the episode today is about we have to have a mindset of an athlete, because the world we live in today, there's a lot of losses. And there's some wins occasionally. But a lot of us experience more losses than we do wins. And we all know the more losses you experience, it starts to erode your confidence. It starts to pull you down. It starts to make you have that, I don't care because I never win attitude. And when you have that attitude, you simply, at some point, just give up. And so I want to talk about today about building a mindset of an athlete. Now, some of you probably think like, Coach James, I'm not an athlete. I have no basketball skills. I have never played football in my life. And I get it. But just because you never played a sport does not mean you can't have a mindset of an athlete. And today I'm going to talk about what a mindset of an athlete is. But if you didn't catch Monday's Mindset Change Mondays podcast episode, go check it out. It's called FUD, FUD. It talks about fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And it will definitely help you out with today's podcast if you're a person who struggles with those three things. But let's just get right to it. Why should we think like an athlete? Because I think that's the number one question. Everyone is like, James, why would I think like an athlete? I think great. I'm smart. I'm educated. I have a high IQ. I have a degree. I have a bachelor's. I have a highest degree you can get out there, right? Well, the reason why we should think like an athlete is because the athletes make the big bucks. They make the big bucks. Simply, they make money. Now, do they sacrifice their body? Yes. Do they sacrifice their life? Yes. There's a lot at stake for an athlete, which is why for you, you're lucky, because there's not a lot at stake for you. You can think like an athlete, make money like an athlete, but your body is not at stake like theirs is. At any given time, they can go out and play a game and get hurt. And their injury can be career-ending. Well, for you, fortunately, you might not never have a career-ending injury because you're not playing sports. But you have a mindset of an athlete. So why should you think like an athlete? Because the athlete makes the big bucks. Simply. Now, keep in mind, your mindset is very important. Like I always say on the opening of my podcast, I will intentionally rewire the way you think, and the way you think is everything. And the way you think is everything is based on how your mindset is, right? Have you ever met someone with just a poor, horrible mindset? Every single thing that's positive, they shoot it down. Everything you could think of that's great for them or something in their vicinity, they just shoot it down. It's not good enough. Believe me, I've met several people like that. I have clients that come to me like that. They say, hey, Coach James, I did this great this week. And I'm like, man, good job. And I'm like, but I could have did better. And I'm thinking like, bro, just take your compliment and move along, right? So the question is how does an athlete think, right? What do they do different from you? How do they perform better than you? How do they get to a point to where they build that athlete-like mindset? Number one, we're going to walk through how an athlete thinks. And I'm going to get you to the water. You just got to drink it and follow me, all right? Number one, an athlete is fearless. In order for you to be able to go out and be competitive, I'm drinking my tea, y'all. In order for you to go out and be competitive and go against other competitive folks who has the same skills, who has the same ability as you, who has the same high IQ as you, you have to be fearless. You have to say, there's a room of 20 people just like me. But guess what? Out of 20 people, I'm number one still. That's fearless. For you to be able to have a mindset to say, I know there are people like me who act, think, and move the way I move, but I'm better than them. And when you have that mindset, nothing can stop you. With a mindset like that, you become very competitive, right? When you're competitive, you have an I can't lose attitude. I'm going to do all I can to make sure that I'm competitive and that I'm competitive enough to win. And I'm going to win. You see, see where I'm going with this? An athlete has these attributes of them in their mindset, right? And if they're competitive, the next thing they do is they perform. They perform well. And sometimes we watch athletes fall on their face. They have a horrible game. I've seen Kobe Bryant, one of the NBA greats, have a horrible game. Horrible game. But guess what? He still found a way to win. Because he's a performer. And that's what top performers do. They may not perform well, but they will find a way to win. So don't think you always have to be the top performer or the best performer. You have to be fearless enough and be competitive enough to find a way to perform good enough to win. And that's my next attribute. Motivated to win. You know, y'all, some of us, coach puts you in the game and you finally get your 3 seconds of fame. And when you get in the game, you're not motivated to win. Some of us get satisfied with, I'm just here because I'm here, right? They just put me here, so I'm gonna play my part here. You're motivated to get in the game. But once you get in the game, you're not motivated enough to win. And this is where a lot of us go wrong and why we don't have a mindset like an athlete. Because we lack motivation. Nothing drives us to be successful. Nothing drives us to apply for a better job. Nothing motivates us to want to buy a bigger house. And this isn't for everybody. This is for some of us. Some of us just lack motivation, right? And so next time somebody say, get in the game, if you're motivated to get in the game, you should be motivated to win, right? Next thing about athlete has is they have great problem-solving skills, right? Picture this. You're playing in the game, and you're playing basketball. Every time you dribble to your left, you pull up and you shoot, your defender is right there looking at you to block your shot. So then you've got to figure in your mind on the way down the court next time when you get the ball, how do you get around that defender, or what are you going to do different so he cannot block your shot next time and you can get it up and hopefully score a basket. And this is how athletes have to think. When the guy is dominating me and he's defending me well, I've got to find a way to get around him. I've got to be creative. I've got to solve the problem of this defender looking me right in my eyes. But a great athlete usually finds a way to score a bucket. Next is patience. We all got to have patience. Everybody needs patience. You read the Bible. The Bible talks a lot about patience. With love. With love, there's patience. And with patience, there's love. And that's just not people in your perimeter. That's patience with yourself. Right? Because our patience sometimes does not just impact other people. Our impatientness impacts us. Because we can't wait. We have to have it today. We don't want to put in the work and be patient for whatever it is to come to fruition. We just want it to do it and it, for it to happen, and that shit's said and done. Well, I'm here to tell you, athletes are patient no matter what. And if they're not, they learn to grow great patience. Next is dedicated. Athletes are very dedicated to whatever they're doing. Are you dedicated? This is a big one for me. Dedication, because a lot of people frown upon a job. They don't like what they do. It just doesn't bring them joy, let alone success. But my question I always ask is, how dedicated are you to your job? Because guess what? If you show zero dedication, it's not going to be dedicated to you back. So if you say you don't like a job that you're doing, find a way to be dedicated to it still. And after you do that, I guarantee 3 months of being dedicated, you'll see some success from it. You'll see some benefits from it. Be dedicated to everything. Relationships. Be dedicated to being a great parent. Be dedicated to being all you can be in this world. I'm a very dedicated person. I try not to cut the corners with anything. I've recently started playing basketball again. And I hadn't played in a long time because when I did play, I was had issues with my back. And so I started playing again recently. But I'm dedicated to it. I go out and after I finish my workout at the gym, I go shoot the basketball for about an hour. I move around the court. I jump into full court games and play. I go play on Sundays with a couple guys my age. I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to it. I'm dedicated to my job. I go to work. I put in eight hours, and I work as hard as I can in those 8 hours. I'm dedicated. But not only am I dedicated, I'm prepared. Athletes are prepared. They know what's coming. They know what they need to do to be prepared for a game. They know what they need to do to be prepared to win a game. Have you ever heard of athletes watching video, watching film of their opponents? They're preparing themselves to understand how the other team plays. They're preparing themselves to understand how the opponent they're going to be guarding moves. They're prepared. And then next, after they're prepared, they find a way to stay and be focused. A lot of us lack focus. I was about to say vocality. But a lot of us lack focus. We can't find it. And some of us lack focus because we're too busy trying to satisfy our desire for our vices. And that's you drinking, smoking, your gambling addiction, your sex addiction, your pornography addictions. You're more focused on that than you are on focused in changing your life and living a better lifestyle. And then after you find your focus, you're confident. You know you can win. You're going to win. That's the mindset that we have to have mindset like an athlete. We have to be confident that we are going to win. No matter what, we're going to win the game. That's it. No matter what, we're going to win today. That's the mindset we need to have. We wake up in the morning. I'm confident today is going to be a great day. I'm confident I'm going to go home, go to work, come home, and go work out. And you make it happen. Another thing an athlete does is they accept judgment. I don't know how they do it, but they do. Well, I mean, I know how they do it. They just keep coming back and forth, and they never give up. And that's the mindset we got to have. Yes, we're judged by some people. Yes, there's people in this world that don't like you. Yes, there are coworkers that don't enjoy your company. But you have to accept judgment and keep being a top performer. That's really what it comes down to. Or you could accept the judgment and let it keep you in the same spot. It's up to you. But a mindset of an athlete, they accept the judgment, they take it, and they move forward. And they find a way to be successful. Another thing that an athlete do is they have the mindset to overcome being defeated. No matter what, they have a mindset to overcome being defeated. They know the chances are high, the stakes are high that they might lose, but if they lose, they're going to come back the next game and be more top performer. They're going to outplay you. They're going to outthink you. They're going to lose, but they're going to come back the next time and win because they have a mindset to overcome being defeated. And a lot of us are gets defeated every single day. It's just life. That's what it's called. I got defeated. It's called life. I got to win. It's called life. So how do we be and think like an athlete? That's the question, right? Number one, you got to be physically and mentally fit. You have to build a strong mindset. Healthy nutrition. If you eat healthy, you think healthier. Let's just really be honest and say what it is. When you eat poorly, you think poorly of yourself. You do. No questions asked. So if you eat healthier, it's going to give you a healthier mindset. It's going to give you a growth mindset, right? I know I can do this. There's no stopping me. I'm going to go to school and get a degree because once I get my degree, I'll be able to do this. That's a growth mindset. That's you thinking that you can overcome adversity. That's you thinking you can overcome being defeated. Last but not least, be fearless. Accept your wins. And last but not least, learn from your losses. Everybody loses. Mike Tyson, number one boxing championship in the world at my age when I was growing up in my era. I thought I could never see Mike Tyson lose. When Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, it was the worst day of my life. I could not believe Mike Tyson lost. I thought it was a bad dream. I thought it was rigged. Because you never picture that to happen to your best favorite athlete. But hey, we all lose. But we have to have a mindset of an athlete to overcome being defeated. Next time around, we're going to find a way to be fearless, competitive, be a performer, motivated to win, be a great problem solver, be patient, dedicated, prepared, focus, confidence, accept the judgment, go for your win. Trina Williams said, I don't like to lose anything, yet I've grown most, not from my victories, but from my setbacks. And I just talked about that. And Serena Williams is a great athlete. And she basically just called it out. Hey, I've overcome hard times in my career, not because of my win, but because of my losses. Jim Rohn said, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. It has zero value. So if you're one of the ones that you want to change your life, you want to be different, you want to think different, you now want success, you need to move with a sense of urgency. Because I tell you, come 2 weeks from now, you're not going to have that same mindset. You're not. So make the choice today. Start changing today. Start focusing on having a mindset of an athlete. So you can eventually make the big bucks. And you can take me out to dinner. Because Coach James did a podcast about having a mindset of an athlete. You drank the water. You understood it. And now you think like an athlete. And because you think like an athlete, your bank account is reflecting your mindset. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. To my listeners, thank you. Especially to my consistent listeners. Hey, someone left me another comment the other day telling me how much they like the show. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous, I love it. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. That's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. Subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you own. That way, when a brand new one drops, you'll be the first one to get the alert, and you can be ready to tap right in. Hey, if you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, hurting yourself or hurting someone else, don't hesitate. Call the Suicide Hotline Prevention at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what this is. And y'all, peace!